Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, I'm going to be going over the history of Mother's Day. Now, happy Mother's Day to everyone. And wanted to go over what the holiday means for everyone. Usually, this is celebrated on the second Sunday of May. Now, typically, Mother's Day, the father of Mother's Day is attributed to President Woodrow Wilson. He actually signed the proclamation on May 9th, 2014. May 9th, 1914, declaring the second Sunday of May a public expression of love and reverence for the mothers of our country. So Anna Jarvis is typically seen as the mother of Mother's Day for creating the movement. Now, initially when she created the movement, there was no commercialization, and it was really about the mother. Now, as years went by, of course, with many other days, this is a similar, something similar happened where everything became commercialized. Anyway, so everything started by May 10th, 1908. Anna Jarvis actually sent 500 carnations, white carnations, to Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in West Virginia. And this was in the honor of her late mother, Anne. So that date, she also held a celebration in Philly, where she lived at the home, and is considered actually America's first Mother's Day celebration. Jarvis wasn't the only person. Of course, Anna Jarvis, her own mother had come up with the idea in mid-19th century. However, again, her vision of Mother's Day was very different than the gift-centric holiday mother in modern times has made it. Anna Jarvis didn't really conceal the fact that the idea came from her mother. She was responsible for spreading the word about the holiday, and she always traced this back to 1876, when she heard her mother recite the following prayer after school, Sunday school. I hope and pray that someone sometime will found a memorial Mother's Day commemorating her for the matchless service she renders to humanity in every field of life. So when her mother died, Anna's mother died in 1905, she vowed to fulfill the dream. Of course, something sad was that, let me go over this first. Elder Jarvis had probably had in mind something different than what her daughter eventually brought to reality. There's some evidence showing that the Mother's Day, not a day for Owen's mother on which mothers would get together for a day of service to help out other mothers who were less fortunate, according to assistant professor of history, gender studies, is said become different than just honoring the mother. One interesting thing is that Mother's Day started off with a day of community service, and the reason was tragic. She actually had 13 children that she bore, only four survived. Of course, in the Appalachian region, this was not uncommon, considering that 15 to 30% of infants died before their first birthday. And this is due to poor sanitary conditions, epidemics, and other things. So in 1858, while she was pregnant for the sixth time, Jarvis enlisted the help of her mother, help of her brother, James Reeves, who was involved in treating victims of the typhoid fever epidemic. They organized events at which doctors were invited to lead discussions with local mothers on the latest hygiene practices that could keep their children healthy. And these events were called Mother's Day work clubs. So when it came time for Jarvis to lead the charge for a National Day of Mothers, She left behind that idea of educating mothers. Perhaps it was because she was not a mother herself, and thus she couldn't be a leader of a holiday that encourages mothers to be socially active. In addition, she may have thought a more uplifting tone would be easier to market broadly. She didn't want it to be turned out into a beggar's day. She thought even poor mothers were rich if they had their kids' love. So what happened was there were other people that were claiming Mother's Day for themselves as the idea. As Ann Jarvis started her Mother's Day work clubs to stop babies from dying prematurely, there were others like Julia Ward Howe that had started Mother's Peace Day. So this was a conglomeration of multiple individuals that came up with the idea of how the Jarvis was one of the first people. And there was all sorts of ways to celebrate in terms of books of songs, poems, and readings. So some of this was, of course, started by religious purposes. So when Jarvis came to championing the idea, she definitely deserves the credit. Her advertising background probably helped, Antolini argues. By 1912, she had quit her job in the industry and started Mother's Day International Association. So this wasn't meant to be a means of profiteering, just meant to be a happy day, and the life ended in a sad way. So this was one of the things that she didn't want, Jarvis didn't want through her vision, and that ended up. Mother's Day was a key factor in Jarvis eventually ending up broke, blind, and in a sanitarium. She died in 1948 and was buried next to her mother. So a lot of this, of course, is not the best circumstances. However, today we have Mother's Day, and this is honoring and celebrating mothers all over the world. Thank you for listening.